And, of course, we've got some softball action coming your way later tonight. But one of the great features that we're doing before every game this season is, where are they now? And there was one person that came to my mind I absolutely had to talk to with this feature as we do the 2013 girls softball season in Albion. One of the great players of all time in Albion sports history. She was a great basketball player, too. But we're talking softball primarily tonight. I'm talking about Donna Madison. But Donna, it's not Donna Madison anymore. What is it?
My married name is Donna Eichhoff.
And where do you live right now?
I live in Falls City, Nebraska, which is in the very southeast corner of Nebraska, and it's about the same size of Albion, really.
So you're in the Cornhusker State.
In the Cornhusker State. Go, you have to love Husker football. Doesn't matter if you don't like it or not, you just have to like it if you live here. So.
And your folks, when, of course, you lived here in Albion, I know them so well, your mother's still living, Ellen, and your dad was Dick Madison, and you just were a very close-knit family. Of course, you had a brother as well, and you've got a family of your own now, too. Tell us about that.
I've been married for almost 23 years now, and my husband is Darren, and I met him at Denise Spurgeon, who was another softball player when I played during the time, and actually, when she got married, I met my husband at her wedding, and that's how I ended up in Fall City. Anyway, we have three children. I have my oldest son is Derek, who is 16, and I have a daughter, Megan, who is 14, and I have another son, Kyle, who is 9.
And they're all very involved in sports, just as you were.
Yes, they are all very active in sports. I've spent many nights at the ballpark. I rarely have a night home, which is okay with me because, you know, I like that, so that's all good.
I know you're having a lot of fun with that, and they're doing a great job. You were just in a big tournament, I think, with them just recently. What years did you go to Albion High School, and what years were you in sports there, Donna?
Started in 1980 and graduated in 83.
And those were years, as I look back, that were kind of, we were seeing the evolution of Albion High School athletics. You were in what I think was the beginning of a long golden era of Albion High School athletics, particularly in softball, but also in basketball. And you played both sports so very well. And we're going to talk primarily softball, but you were a great basketball player, too. Tell us about that.
I don't know. I always liked playing basketball. I wish before I graduated that maybe we made the switch to 5-on-5 instead of 6-on-6, but I enjoyed the 6-on-6 game. I always wanted the opportunity to see if I could play 5-on-5 because I know it's a whole different ball game, and I don't know. It's kind of unique to the state, and you hate to see it go, but I think if you're going to play at the college level, you have to play 5-on-5 now. But it's always something I wanted to try, but I did enjoy playing basketball.
You were a prolific shooter and scorer, too. You put a lot of points up on the board. And what was the most points you ever had?
I don't remember. I honestly don't. I just remember that when I practiced, they always said to get better, to shoot with gloves on. So I had a basketball hoop in my backyard. And the neighbors and myself, we would always put on our gloves and we would go out and shoot. And they said it would develop your touch, and I kind of give credit to that because that's what I did. You know, we didn't have open gyms like they do now, but if you wanted to get better, you had to work on your own. So I spent a lot of time shooting hoops in my backyard.
In softball, and I remember what a great basketball player you were, and of course so many here would also remember that, but it was softball, I thought, that really caught my eye and just how great an athlete you were and a great pitcher. You were a pitcher, of course. And you and I were trying to talk off the air. In your career, you won somewhere in the upper 70s, we know. And you actually held the records, I believe, for ERA, for strikeouts, so many great records you held until Ashley Lepley came along many years later. But you were really the first great pitcher in those years for Albion softball. How long were you a pitcher? How soon did you start as a pitcher?
Ironically, I never wanted to be a pitcher when I was growing up. I was in third grade. I can remember that. I just got out of third grade, and I was on a summer softball team, and I went to practice one night, and the girl who pitched for our team wasn't there. And so the coach said, anybody want to try to pitch? And I thought, what the heck? So I tried, and I think I pitched ever since that night at practice. In high school, I pitched most games. Occasionally, I played first base, but most of the time, I just pitched. So I really started about third grade and pitched ever since then.
As soon as you had that opportunity, you seized the moment. And obviously, you have to credit some of those youth coaches. They saw some great talent in you, and Albia High School benefited from that. Who were your high school coaches?
My high school coaches were Darrell Walker and Linda Hoskins. I give a lot of credit to my success, though, to my catcher that I had all through the time. And actually, I was Melanie Summers who started with me. And, you know, behind every good pitcher, there's a great catcher. And, you know, she was my wall back there. And I never worried about anything because she could stop anything that I threw. And if I wasn't throwing well, you know, on a particular night, you know, she would come out and just tell you how it was. And, you know, she really did. I mean, you have all the confidence in the world. When I played after she left, I do want to give credit to Renee Hyman because she caught too, and she stepped up and filled that void very well also. And it was, you know, it was just like she hadn't left. But it was Melanie who got me started, and I give a lot of credit to her because she was the one that was there and just, you know, kept me calm all the time. And it was true. When, you know, the beginning of the softball days at Albia, I really give a lot of credit to my defense, and we had fun. You know, I never, you know, as a pressure, you feel pressure as you pitch, but I guess I didn't feel maybe as much as some others did because I always felt like I had a great defense behind me, and I really say that and mean it. It was just like, you know, you throw the ball over the plate and the defense is going to do the rest, and you know, we work that way, and I think that contributed to our success, definitely.
Well, those clubs you played on in the early 80s seldom made an error, and you mentioned Melanie Summers. She's going to be one of my guests. I just talked to her today in one of the future segments
you know, I always called her Timex because she took a licking and kept on ticking, and that's just kind of our joke between us, and, you know, I really felt that way. She was Timex behind the plate, and you know, there weren't too many people that ran her over. She held her ground.
She really did. She was a very aggressive catcher and did just a great job. You only lost about 13 games in your pitching career. That's an incredible winning percentage. I think you had over, you know, 80% of your games you pitched were wins. But you told me something interesting we'll share with our listeners. Half of those losses, or over half, were to who?
To Ottumwa. That was part of Frank Houston's dynasty days there, and you know, I did have the pleasure of beating him twice when I was in high school, but unfortunately it was only twice, and there I probably lost at least six or eight times to Ottumwa during that time. At that time, we weren't classed in any way, and so when we went into our sectionals and our district games, we usually met up with Ottumwa. And the one time that we did play a phenomenal game, I think we'll all remember it. We won 3-2, and it was a great victory. And then we turn around, and then we won. I don't remember what we call it because it's changed through the years, but we won one more game. And so the game to go to state, we had to play Ottumwa again, and unfortunately we came out on the short end. But, you know, we did it once. We knew we could compete. We, you know, it gave us great satisfaction. But, you know, Ottumwa was the dynasty during that time. And we always said we wish now when we've talked, when we've been out of school, we all said we wish that it was class back then just to see if we could have made it. That doesn't mean we would have, but we would have had a different venue to play instead of playing Ottumwa every year. So.
And it was always difficult, too, and I've said this on some of the other interviews we've done, it was always difficult. It seemed like whenever you had to play a big game with them in a tournament, it was on their home field.
Always, yeah. And I loved playing there. It was a great facility. And Wildwood Field is a great place to play. It wasn't that. It's just, it's hard to beat somebody on their home turf all the time. And, yeah, we wish we could have played them differently. We did run into them occasionally at the Eddyville Tournament because that was always a tough weekend because we had Eddyville Tournament. And that Friday, we either played Winterset or went to Winterset. That was always a tough weekend. I can remember those weekends.
What's your fondest memory in those great years? And they were great years of being an Albia softball player, Donna.
I don't know. I think probably I think it's the wins that you win when you're in sectionals and in districts. I mean, of course, beating Ottumwa is a highlight, but Cardinal of Eldon was also a really strong softball team at that time. So was Twin Cedars, Bussey. They had some phenomenal pitchers during that time. And I always felt when we played in those games that we accomplished something, you know, that we competed. We knew that we had to compete at a high level, and I think we did that. And I think those are the greatest memories. And, you know, it's kind of funny because you do develop those friendships. And even today, I sat down with Donna Flav here like a year ago. I had to call her on a banking reason and got her on the phone, and good grief, we talked for 45 minutes, and it's like we've talked to each other every day, and of course we don't, but there's some strong friendships developed during that time.
And of course the great memories, you were always all conference, first team, and of course conference championships. It was just a wonderful period of time, wasn't it?
It was. You know, those are the things, if you could go back to high school and do over again, those are the ones I would choose to do over. As far as the schooling, you know, I'm a high school teacher. I've taught now for 23 years in Falls City. I teach business education, and education has changed a lot. And I can't say that I'd like to go back and be a student again, but I'd like to go back and do some of the activities that I enjoyed while I was in school.
Well, I can say this, that you were a model student, a model citizen, and a great, great athlete here at Albia High School. And we wish you continued success. And I know all your students and certainly your children have to benefit from your great attitude that you've always had, and I'm sure you still have.
Thank you.
Donna Madison, that's how we knew her. And she was one of the great players in Albia High School history, softball and basketball. And she was our guest tonight on Where Are They Now?